together. Come on.
While I pray, no matter.
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Good morning, everybody, on this wonderful Wednesday. We just thank God that we're here today meeting in his presence one more time, knowing that he is in the midst and he is all-powerful, all-knowing, and his love goes on forever and ever. But most of all, his mercy and grace endures forever. And we want to say good morning to you over there in our international waters. We pray that your day has been just going perfect. We know right by now you're in your noontime and just thanking that you took the time out to meet us on the line this morning. And we're not going to forget about our partners here in the United States as well. We thank you that you get up in the morning and come to meet God with us, sit at the table, and break the word of life with us. So you will never go hungry, and you will never be thirsty, because we are engaging into God. And we just thank God for that on this morning. We just thank you, everybody. My ADM family, missing you so much, but love you so much. Never can't forget about you. Just thanking God, because that's the place right there, ADM, the actual place, the people in their hearts built a new me, helped me discover who I am. And I just thank God for that. I thank you for the love. I thank you, thank God for everything, each and every situation. And if I had to start all over again and do it again, I'd be right where I'm at today, right there in the midst of ADM. It ain't no turning back. It's time to move forward this morning, everybody. So we just thanking God on this morning that he is here to do a new thing. He gave us a new day for us to start all over again, leave yesterday behind, walk into today, and not worry about tomorrow. Live for the moment. Live in his knowing that he is here with you, and you just need to hold on to his unchanging hand. Because one thing about God, we know that he does not change. We know that his love never fails. And we know that he is more than patient with us. So it's time for us to get our act together and get with him and not leave him and not turn our back on him, but stand steadfast, unmovable, and not change. Get in a place where you are comfortable, and that place of comfortability is in God's heart, in his arms, in his shelter. And do not move out under no circumstances. So again, I say good morning. Monica, will you please bring us up in prayer this morning?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone. God bless you all, saints. We start out by just going before God's throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne humbly as we know how, Father God. We're bowing down and we're asking for your love and your grace, for your protection, oh God, because we know that you are a loving God. You are wonderful, God. You are amazing. You're the Alpha, the Omega. Lord God, we just want to cry out to you and just give you praises and worship early this morning. And before we go into this broadcast, we just want to tell you how much we adore you and how much we need you in our life on today, Lord God. We need you like we need breath in our lungs, Father God. So we just inhale you, Father God. We just breathe you. You are the breath of our life, oh God. And then we ask that you also just continually bless the ones that don't know you yet right now, Father God. We just want you to be the God you promised us in the Word, Father God. You've been there, and some don't even realize it, but we want to reveal it. We want to reveal that to our friends and our families and our coworkers, oh God, because we witnessed it. We feel it in our heart. We know we trust you, oh God. We just want you to come into our lives and give us the bread of life this morning, Father God. Show us your way. Let our way fall away, Father God. Allow us to come to this table of your bread, of your manna, oh Lord, that you just give us that daily bread, oh God, that we be poured into, and that your Holy Spirit would just go by every single house on this broadcast, on the line this morning, Father God. Take your Holy Spirit through there. Send your Holy Spirit into the lives and the hearts of each and every listener on this line, Father God, and lift them up above their circumstances, Father God. Give them a knowing that you are the one that's going to take care of everything and control everything, that they should not have any fear in their heart, have no doubt in their mind where to go, because that place to go is in you, refuge in your loving arms, knowing that you are our Lord, our Savior. Father God, we ask that you just continue to give us confidence, build us up, oh Lord, that we may run a good race, oh Lord. And then as we get lifted up, Father God, we ask that you give us the strength to reach out to others and pull them up with us, oh Lord. So now we're not on our knees anymore, but we're standing on our feet with our hands raised high to you, praising you, oh God, thanking you in advance, oh God, because we know that you've got a blessing for all of us, oh Lord. You have redeemed us for a victory, for a life in your kingdom, oh Lord, a victory over death, oh God. And we ask that you just continue to pour into our hearts and mind, oh Lord. Give us the mind and hearts of Christ, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you just cover the people that have been afflicted in any way on yesterday and the past few days, oh God, because we know it's a crazy world out there, Lord God, and we want you to take over and take care of them as well, because they may not know you like we know you, oh God. So we're interceding right now, and we're saying help those that can't help themselves, oh God, and then bring them into the knowing of your salvation, oh Lord. But if you can, Father God, use us, because we're willing. We come to your throne asking to be used this morning. We are the people that probably are going to pray for the people in our house, and we're probably going to speak up for you and witness for you, because we got up this morning seeking you early because we want you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We're hungry for you, Lord. So as we ask that you feed us, we know that you're not going to give us a stone when we ask for this piece of bread, oh God. And we're just grateful that we have a mighty God that can do all things, from healing to bringing us into a salvation of eternal life in your kingdom, oh God, from being able to actually just walk with our heads up and be a light in a dark world, oh God. We just thank you for that ability. Continue to use us, oh God. And we ask that whatever words come across this broadcast, that it be pleasing to you, oh God, that your Holy Spirit anointing pours into each and every ear so that these hearts can understand your word, Father God. Bring your word forth, Father God, so that we will stand upright before you, knowing with a sword sharpened enough to fight off whatever it is, whatever circumstance we come against, oh God. We ask that you continue to just prepare us for whatever way you take us, oh God. But we ask that you continue to just pour into our hearts and stretch us, oh Lord. Stretch our faith so that we can have the faith to pour into the other people, Father God, so that we can be used by you, Father God. Father God, we also want to thank you, and we just want to give you a praise in advance for the way you've been carrying this broadcast over the last few months, oh Lord. This broadcast has blessed our soul, and we ask that you continue to pull us into another platform, many, many platforms, oh Lord, that with abundance feeding, with us having a buffet of your holy word and scripture, oh Lord. Not just us being able to go out and then minister to people, but ministers come and pour into us. Keep Apostle on top of everything, Father God, because he's been feeding the flock, oh Lord, and give him that unlimited buffet type of apostolic blessing, oh God, that that teaching will resonate in everybody's heart and mind, oh Lord. For the ones that ain't getting it, oh God, I pray over their minds and hearts that they get it, oh God. I pray that they will have a patience, that they will have long suffering, and that they will stay and endure until the end. Father God, we need you to give us those minds and help us brighten those minds. Open their eyes, oh God. And we pray that whenever we pray and teach on this line, that it be acceptable in your sight, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. But your Holy Spirit will not come out in confusion. It will just teach and bless each and every person on this line, Father God. And then when we go into this word, Father God, we ask that if there's anything that needs to be said, that your Holy Spirit will pour out in prophecy, oh Lord, because we love when you give that in-the-moment word. And as we go on into this broadcast, we say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And we love you, we love you, we love you. Back to you, sister.
Amen, 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 amen. And yes, we do, Father, we definitely do love you. We definitely love God, and we want to always make that clear to him. We always want to let him know how much we adore him, because he is the reason that we live, we breathe, we do everything. Thank you for that prayer, Monica. Last night, as we were doing our family Bible study with Apostle Temple, we were in a scripture, and when we got to that scripture, it was in Genesis 12 talking about Abram. And as I was sitting there listening and engaging too, the Holy Spirit just hit me and told me, go back to Genesis 12, 1 and 2. And I said, I'm sitting there and I'm talking. I literally talk to God out loud wherever I'm at. And I'm like, okay, we going through it. Now, Father, what is it that you want me to see? What is it that you want me to hear? Or what is it that you want me to say? And what came back to me in the wee hours of the night was that I needed to tell somebody that go back to 12:1 and let somebody know that they are getting ready to have a sudden move, a sudden change, a sudden move where they're going to come out of their comfortability of their place where they're at now, because they have trusted God that they are getting ready to have to leave everything behind and go with God. Go with God. I'm not talking about go with your neighbor, go with your brother, go with everybody else. Yeah, if you married your husband, going with you. If you married your wife, going with you. But what I'm saying is, hear what I'm saying, and maybe I might not be saying it right. Holy Spirit, help me out here. You are going to pick up leave your family members, your job, everything that you have behind, because God is getting ready to reposition you into another place. And the reason he's getting ready to do this is because you trusted him and you're trusting him. But I want to sit and say this to you. When you get up and you move, God is only going to give you what he's with you, but when you make that move, it's one step at a time. God is not going to sit and put an abundance of things on you. He's going to give you instructions. If you get up and you leave, he's going to give you the instructions one step at a time. And once you do what he has instructed you to do, it lets him know that I am fully committed, I am sold out, and I trust you. I'm not sitting, I'm not worrying about this, I'm not worrying about that. I trust you, Lord. And see, that's what Abram did. Abram had built a relationship to trust God. He built a relationship to trust God. So when God sat and said, I need you to get up and move and leave everything behind, he followed the instructions of God. And what that showed God was that Abram was obedient. See, he a sacrifice is made with the move. A sacrifice is made with the move. And that move, that sacrifice is you have to be obedient. That's the key. You have to follow the instructions that God gave you. But the beauty part is that you're trusting him. You have developed that relationship with God to the point that you've shown him that you trust him. So by him, and he trusts you. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way street that where if God asks you to do something, he knows that you're going to do it. Yeah, you may sit, and then you can't sit and wait 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 weeks to ponder over it or go back and forth with God about it, because you're above that now. You're beyond that now. You're in a place where God is moving. You're going forward. You're just going to a place where you're sitting and saying, you may not know nobody. You may not have nothing, but you are totally dependent on God. And when you totally dependent on God, you know that he's going to make the provisions for you. The provisions are already made before you get there. The provisions is already set, even if you can't see them. If you cannot see them, the provision, your faith that you have had, faith without works, the work that you have put in, the seeds that you have planted in God, in people around you, has already moved forward and has taken you to a place on today where God is saying, suddenly get up and move. Suddenly don't sit and look at the different things that's around you. Get up out of your comfortability in the norm and let me take you to a place where you've never been. Let me take you around people that does not look the way that you look, act the way that you look. Let me take you out of place where you may have been comfortable in chaos. Let me take you into a place because you trusted me. And when you get into that place, every single step that you take, you're building your confidence. You're building confidence in God as well. You're building a confidence. And your faith is out of the roof, off the rooftop right now. And that comes from enduring. That comes from persevering. That comes from when you feel weak, you realize that God is your strength. That comes from just fasting and praying and going before God. Whether you're in a prostrate position, you laying flat on your belly, you kneeling, you on your knee, you kneeling, wherever it may be, God has recognized who you are. He has recognized your pain, your suffering, and he's ready to bless you, because the move is not to hinder you. The move is to take you into a blessing, one that you might have cried about, one that you've been talking about for years, one that you've been sitting and asking God for. But then it may have came around before, but you didn't recognize it because, see, you had not developed that personal relationship with God. And this is why God took you all through a season where Apostle Temple talked to us and taught us about knowing God, being uncomfortable with God, hearing him, developing a personal relationship for such a time as this. And that's why it's so important for you to have your own relationship with God. So I charge before I send it over to Monica that you sit and take it. Just be prepared. Be prepared in an area. Be prepared in every place in your life, in every area of your life, and continue to trust God. And we know at this point in time that Satan is going to come to do his job, and that's steal, kill, and destroy. But if you continue to hold on to the dreams and the visions that you have, and you stay girded up and suited and booted and ready for that immediate departure, and knowing that don't let nothing or nobody sit and hinder what God has for you, and get people out your ear and take things that you may sit and be lustful over and thank God and focus on God and realize that he has said it or say about it or outside. Remember that he is the light. Then trust me, your transition, it may not be easy. It may not be something that you are a norm to you. But the fact that you've gotten to the place where you are totally surrendered, that you trust in God, and you saying, God, take me, I'm ready. When you're saying that I'm ready, when that acknowledgement comes to play, that I'm ready, Father. I'm ready to go wherever you want me to go, do what you want me to do. I'm just going to hold on to your unchanging hands and receive the blessings that you have for me. Turning it over to you, Monica.
Amen. Before Monica jump on, amen, I just want to just iterate just a little part, because I really want people to understand, especially as you was led to come back to the 12th chapter in the book of Genesis. And there is a section in there where Abraham, obedience got him the blessings of the Lord. And I want you all to really understand this, because I can, you know, people got to understand that it doesn't matter how much you try to sacrifice. It doesn't matter how much you try to go to extra limb, even with other people, even with yourself. It doesn't matter. If you somewhere in your life is not obedient to God, your sacrifice is really meaningless. And that's something that people, especially what the enemy and the rebellious and all this kind of stuff, I ain't going to submit to this, I ain't going to do this, I can't do that. And a lot of people got a problem with authorities and stuff like that. The enemy, this is what I'm saying, because of some of our ways and some of our and mindset, the enemy don't even need to attack you, because one thing about the enemy, y'all trust me, he knows the word. And it's not the fact about he knows from verse, he knows the stories, because why? He was there. He was there through all these stories and back then, so he was even up in heaven and all this kind of stuff here. So a lot of us, the enemy don't even need to attack, because our ways already stopping the blessings of the Lord to come in our life. Our ways is already stopping for what God wants to do and what God want to bless. Guess what? Even if Abraham wasn't obedient, that still didn't stop God want to bless him. That probably stopped him from receiving, or God delivered or turning the blessing over to him, but it still doesn't stop God from wanting. God want to bless each and everybody listening, and everybody that is out. Everyone is a blessing with your name on it. That's why it's very important for you to take for you to know the voice of God. You have a clear understanding of God, the relationship with God, understanding of God. I pray that as some pastors and leaders leading today, that you will go and teach your church the relationship of God. For people to have their own relationship of God and they know God for themselves. Because one thing that I learned, the obedience part. I don't care whatever you try to sacrifice, and you go ahead and send your 2020 seed, or you send your $19 of COVID return seed and all that kind of stuff there. But if you're not obedient somewhere in your life, you might well hang it up. And that's why I push people to let them recognize that your life right now is the first ministry. Not ABM, not your church and all this kind of stuff. It's your walk with God. It's your personal life. It's what God done to bless you. It's your overhead. It's your livelihood. That is your first ministry. And that's the key piece where before anybody, you know, especially we have these upcoming prophets and prophetess, people with spiritual gift, amen, that is really being developed kind of handicap. It's like they develop a spiritual dysfunctional. And it's reason why, because it's no one, it's really steering them back, because your home, before you start hearing God for everybody else, you should be hearing God for your life first. You should be hearing God for yourself, for what he has for you. Because at the end of the day, the number one person that God is concerned about, my God, he's concerned about you before he gets you to be concerned about everybody else in the world. What profit the Spirit of God or profit anyone? Even the scripture declares, what profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen? And so when you begin to be enlightened in the Word of God, you begin to understand people. You begin to see different things. You begin to see different things from a different angle, have a different walk and different outlook. Amen? But you got to understand the obedience. And that's what I tell people. You got to be obedient to God first. And the best way to try to be obedient to God is not, well, I just got a word laid on my heart. You know, your gift's going to be awakened. But the first word should be in your home. The first word should be in your life. The first voice you need to hear is by you. And I tell people this, and this is the honest God truth, about 98% of the time, I don't sit around and listen to God, what God got to say about people. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, and what I'm hearing about you, I'm hearing about this. Oh, I need to hear more about the world and all that. And I'm sitting and I'm ready to prophesy and I'm ready to tell you about your life and all that kind of stuff. I don't do that kind of stuff. Amen. And, you know, 98% of the time, the Lord is working on me and about my life and about my family life, about what he don't bless us with, what he increasing us with. I don't even have time, amen, unless the Lord reveal it or drop it to me to really ponder on others and ponder about what they're doing and a ponder about the world. Amen. The Bible already declared that in the last days there's going to be wars and rumors of war. The Bible already declared about different things that is going to happen in this time and stuff like this here. So if I have the word in me and I have the spirit of the Lord in me and I understand the relationship with God in me and I'm obedient to the word, guess what? I shall be keep on walking. You should be keep on walking because you already have expectation of what's going to happen. No matter how much you pray against it, my God, if God said it, that's the prophecy. That's what's going to happen. We are not here or the world is not here for a infinity. Amen. That's the heavens that we're going to live at. So we need to really realize that obedience to God is better than anything else we could do. It's better than anything we could do, obedience to God. And trust me, when you are not obedient to God, it doesn't matter what you try to do to get out of it. It doesn't matter what fly-by-night individual come and try to convince you or tell you what to do or try to explain to you this and that. Trust me, it's not going to work. You're going to give up all this just to go back to hear God and do what he say you need to do. Abraham become father of the nations and the covenant that God made with him, and it was through his obedience, through his relationship that God made it with him. Amen? And I want all this, he's so special. God trying to change your name too. God trying to bless you too. God trying to do this. But the question is, who do you believe? Who are you listening to? Who are you obeying? My goodness. That is you, Monica. I'm out. Pass out now.
And you know what? He is absolutely right, because the same way that Abraham was a blessed man, you got to realize that he had so much wealth. He had so many people in his family. He had a fleet or numerous people that ran his household as well. And when God gave him the call to get up and go, he took many, many families of servants and people that was in under his authority that he took care of, not just Sarah and Lot, his nephew. He took a whole village of people with him. And this man, when he rose up and moved because God called him to move, that obedience was something for somebody that could have been so complacent because they were so wealthy, they could have been disobedient. But not Abram. And that's the thing, whether we have a little bit or a lot, we got to be ready to get up and follow that call. We got to expect for God to call us just like he called on Abraham. He going to call your name too. He going to call on my name. He going to call on every one of us. And are we going to answer the call? Are we going to be obedient? Look at how Abram got up and he moved his whole life. He switched everything around to be obedient to God. Because, see, not only did he have his family in the village, he had livestock. He probably had a beautiful villa or whatever. a lot of land that he left behind to go where God said go. And he didn't know where he was really going. But when he said, yes, Lord, that's where the obedience came in. Without even questioning, because he trusts God. That shows how much of a relationship he had with the Lord. And see, the Lord looks at your heart, and he knows that we don't know everything, but when we trust him and have faith in him, he'll be able to actually work with us. He'll be able to put us in positions, because when you read on into that Genesis 12 down to 3, it talks about, he said to Abram, he said, you will go, and wherever you go, the people who bless you, I will bless them. And the people who curse you, I will curse them. See, that's something right there. That's a powerful statement for the Lord to put over somebody. So that means you better watch out. If you're a child of God and you're following in behind Abram and God is telling you to do something, trust and believe he got your back. He got your back like bra strap, because he told him, he said, anybody that blesses you, I will bless them. And anybody that curses you, I will curse them. And that just makes me understand that no matter what God tells me to do, no matter how small or how great, it's going to be all right. It's going to be taken care of. I'm covered. There's the hedge of protection upon me. And that same covenant that he gave Abram, he gave to us. Because, see, we are the nation that he spoke of, the great nation, and we are the seed of Abram as well. We are grafted in. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, we are in that number. And when we are in that number, we can expect the same promises that he gave our forefathers. And I just want everybody to recognize that you're going to be called. If you ain't already been called, expect to be called. And when you're called, whether it's a daily call of just doing small things that you might not realize that you're filling in the gap for somebody, or that God is using you, but it could be a great move into a ministry or to a direction the ministry is taking you. But the thing is, it's all with God's orchestration. He's always had a plan for us. And when he had that plan set up for Abraham, look at the nations that came through his bloodline. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then into Christ. And I'm just saying to you guys, I'm just begging you guys to recognize your lineage, recognize that you are one of those people that came into Abraham's bloodline. And I keep saying Abraham because I love the way God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. So forgive me if I went too far into that, but know that covenant, it falls for us too. It calls for blessings for us too. But the same way we are called to give to receive those blessings as a great nation, and that everywhere we go we will be blessed, we're required. We have a responsibility. We have to have the same characteristics as Abram had. Back over to you, sister.
And like Apostle said, the biggest thing is, as I started in, it's the obedience. Obedience is better than sacrificing. And you all know that. You know many stories, and we don't even have to talk about the stories in the Bible. We can just talk about day-to-day situations, because if you're not obedient to situations that's going on in your home, going in on your place of employment, just every day, it is a must. It's a mandate to be obedient to the different things, even to the laws of the land. Even though we may not be in agreement with different things that goes on, we may not be in agreement with our president at this point in time, but the laws of the land, obedience, this is what God looks for in us, being obedient. When he gives us instructions to do things, how are we going to do what he has given us? How do you deal with the instructions that your employer give you? How do you even deal with the wives, I'm talking to you, instructions that your husband may give to you to make a betterment in your home or in your situation or just whatever? Single people, how do you deal with obedience? Obedience is the key. It's a way of life. It's not an option. It's a way of life, being obedient in all circumstances, in all aspects, as I clearly stated earlier. You have to be obedient to get to from one level to the next. And this is why God is going to have you go one step at a time. He's not going to sit and overpower you with different circumstances or situations, because once he gives those instructions, he needs to see that you have followed them to the T. You have followed them all the way before he takes you into that next step. And with that obedience, other things come along with that. Other things are attached with that obedience. That's where that strength comes in. You know, it's a group of things that walks with that. And if God is trying to bless you, and he already has blessings for you, the biggest thing is getting everything else out of the way, getting so rooted and grounded to the point that you will not allow people to move you out of the place. You only paying attention to the things that God has for you. And a lot of times you may get different things or different increments of different things. Then ask God, you know, even in your prayers, be obedient in your prayer life, because you would be surprised. You may not hear an audible voice. You may not just get it like that. A prophet may come and give you a word. The scriptures may come up off the book and hit you in the face, and then you have a knowing. But that obedience, it has to be rooted into you. And don't sit and think, okay, well, I could be obedient today and disobedient tomorrow, because it does not work like that. It does not. God does not want us to be in a place of suffering. What does he gain out of us suffering? I know you've been taught, because I've been taught, oh, when you suffer for God, then you got if the rainbow is on the other side or whatnot. Even if you are suffering, it's to build you. It's the strength. It's strength is coming up out of it. And with Abram showed God just in many occasions. When you go further down in Genesis, he showed God that I'm obedient to you. I'm sold out to you. I'm trusting you. I believe in you, and I have accepted whatever it is that you have said, or whatever you have shown me, or whatever you have done, whatever I've read. Let's talk about today. Whatever it is that God has shown you or told you, and you grab hold to it, just know you cannot throw it out the window. You have to obey. You have to be obedient. You have to. We sit and say we obedient. Let me be transparent. I sit and say I'm obedient, and the speed limit may be 70, and then I turn around and get a ticket for something. I'm not obedient. I'm not being obedient. It's the little things, things that man may not see, but God will see and he'll reveal it at a later date and time. But this is not where Abraham was at that time. Abram was at that time in his life. He was at a place where God trusted him. He trusted him because of his obedience. And this is what I'm saying to you on today. This is where you need to be. And it's somebody out there that's ready for it. It's somebody out here that's ready for what God has for them. And I sit and tell you to just continue to keep on keeping on. Just keep on keeping on. And just be in a place of where you saying, I'm ready. I'm ready. But that I'm ready, don't take it lightly. That I'm ready going to come with situations that's going to knock you here and there, throw you all over the place. The question is, can you stand what's getting ready to take place? Can you stay in the will of God? Can that obedience go be better than the sacrifice? Because God is not looking for the sacrifice. He's looking for the obedience. Back over to you, Monica.
Yes, and the Lord was saying how powerful it is for him to look into your heart and know that you said yes, because many are called and few are chosen. But at the end of the day, when you say yes, it's another level of trust. It's another level of faith. Everybody ain't built for this. But guess what? The ones of you that are saying yes, God is saying, come on, come on, because he's calling us. He's called all of us. But some of us can't hear right now. And that's where you got to get before him. That's why you got to pray. That's why you got to talk to him like he's sitting in the car with you when you're riding through traffic. That's why you got to talk to him in the wee hours of the morning when he wakes you up and he nudges you and you don't understand what woke you up, but you know it's between 3 and 5 or 6 a.m. and you know that ain't no reason for you to be going to the bathroom like this. God is trying to tell us something. He's trying to talk to us. And when we start talking back and start spending that quality time, when we start letting him pour into us, when we start engaging and seeking him and pursuing him, that's the foundation of a beautiful relationship. Because, see, now he's got your attention. And that's where you got to keep your focus on him, no matter what's going on in the natural, but no matter what's going on in your world, in your family, in your life. That one-on-one, that focus on him, that's what took Abram into a blessed nation, father of a blessed nation. So what does God have for you? What are you going to get from God? Because, see, you're going to have to answer your call. And if you don't answer your call, I pray that you reconsider. But to the ones that is answering your call, God is saying, come on. Come on. Come with it. Come into my presence. Come into my quiet places. If you got quiet places, go there with God as much as you can, y'all. I can't tell you how important that is. I can't tell you how valuable that is to God, that you have the time and energy to focus on him. Because, see, then that's when he has the opportunity to mold you and create you to be the person he created you to be. But as you do answer your call, you got to recognize you're going to be in an uncomfortable situation time after time. It is very important to let you know that God is in the business of stretching. He's in the business of taking you higher and higher. And at the end of the day, no matter where you go, like Apostle said, you can't be afraid. You cannot be discouraged. You have to go with an understanding that God got me. And that perfect obedience, that obedience to do whatever he say, no matter how large or small that instruction is or that movement is, know that it's because he's got something in store. He's got something in store for you, and you have to trust him enough to move. Don't drag your feet. Don't take your time and ponder over it. Make sure, yeah, you're hearing God. But when you know it's God, you have no excuse. We have no excuse. And when we say yes to God, God can do a lot of things in our lives. And it may move us around, but guess what? That moving around, that's change. And if you're afraid of change, then you're in for a big rude awakening, because God is going to change your life. Because you might have come to him in one condition, but guess what? You'll not stay in that condition. And I just want you to be willing. Have a willing heart. Have a willing heart, even though you don't know what's in store, even though you don't like change. Be willing to say, God, I'm going to let you have control. Put it in his hands and then watch things happen. And don't be so rooted to where you're not able to move when he say move. Don't be slow to react, because God needs us to be obedient, but he needs us to do it without doubt or hesitation. Because if he asks me to do something and I don't do it, guess what? He's going to find somebody else to do it. He will ask somebody else, and then it passed my blessing, passed me by. Go ahead and stay before God. Mm-hmm. You are already in his presence. You already showing up on the line at 7 a.m., at 8 p.m. You're already halfway there because you got an attitude of seeking. But see, we got to have that attitude all day, every day, just in that relationship, that intimate relationship, that quality act of showing, you know what, if I love you, I'm going to spend time with you. That's with anybody, whether it's your kids or your wife. If you love them, you're going to spend time with that person. And that's what God is looking for, people to spend time with him so he can start pouring into us. Back over to you, sister.
Amen. If you're looking for, I'm talking to everybody under the sound of my voice, if you're looking for some modern day Abram and Sarai, don't look any further. Look at Apostle Temple Spencer and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, ones who have applied themselves. And if Miss Spencer can sit in and tell you that I've told her probably twice, that she's a Sarah, a mother of all nations,
if you all knew what their day-to-day living was and what they put out into the atmosphere, into the economy, into other people, and it all comes through obedience, and that obedience triggered down to everyone else, which causes them to be in a place to be blessed by God and then be a blessing to others. So you don't have to go back. We always want to stay in the Bible and go by scripture, but we can come out of the Bible and see what God has done in our day and time. And I sit and say to you, it is a honor, not just for me, anybody. And if you cannot see what God is doing and where he has you at this very moment or this time, if you cannot see it, then you need to go back to the drawing board and ask him to take the blinders off of your eyes, because you're in a place right now. And when I sit, I want to make a correction of something. When I sit and say that God is getting ready to move you, I'm not saying that you may be going out of the country. I'm not saying that you may be going out of the state. God is just ready to move you into a place where you're blessed, where you're out of all of everything else that you got going on, and that you are willing to be put in a place to take him, to allow him to take you where he wants you to be, so he can develop you, where your development, where your strength, where your perseverance, where your endurance, it was all done by God. Where mama can't sit and say, oh, it was me who did this. Where sister can't sit and say, I helped, I threw into the pot or whatnot. It's a place where it's between you and God, and your obedience takes you there. God is ready to do something wonderful in life. He knows the plan that he has for us. He knows that. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that. But obedience, even then, their obedience had to come into play. So I leave you all today, and I ask you to take off the blinders. Let God into your heart. Be obedient. Stay before him in the way that you know to stay before him. But let your heart be pure. Let your mind be cleansed. Don't go in there with any take. Don't take anything in there. Let God fill you up. Let him fill you to the place where he wants you to be. Take self out of the place so you can walk into where he has for you. So you can reap the benefits, the blessings that he has for you. But most of all, he will reap the glory, because it was him and him all by himself that gave you the gifts, the blessings, the promises that he has for you. So I sit and say today, continue. I'm going to say continue to stay before God. Continue to be obedient. Let the word of today be obedience. When you sit and you even think about doing something that you're not supposed to do, man can't see you. But just know God sees you and he knows everything. We leave you with peace. We leave you with love. We leave you with happiness. But most of all, we decree and declare on this day that obedience will take you throughout the day. In Jesus' name, amen. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.